when we get this dopamine easily, what we end up doing is we feel more sad about normal things. When we are getting this dopamine from these outside simple, easy places like on our phones or on our TVs, we end up not enjoying the real world as much.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster, it's your host, Adam Adams. And this episode, we are talking about something more unique from our regular episodes. It's something that should be able to benefit you as a podcaster and as a human, as a business owner, as a parent, as a spouse or a partner. It should help you in many different things outside of just doing podcasting. It is a form of a biohack, which I'm doing a little bit more of just for a few weeks. I'm just doing a few biohacking centered podcast episodes because there are some things that we can do actually really improve who we are and how we are at a macro level. And when we think about that, we understand that can help us to be able to be a better podcast host. So one thing that kind of holds some of us back in life is our freaking phones. Now, what I mean is, have you ever been late night? Have you been on YouTube, for example? Here's just an idea. You might have wanted to learn something and you go onto YouTube and you know that you want to go to sleep soon. So you see like a 5-minute episode and you see like a 30-minute episode and you're like, hell no, I don't have time to stay awake for 30 minutes just to learn this. And so what you do instead is you go to the 5-minute episode. And once that 5-minute episode's done, you do another 5-minute episode. You may possibly stay on track where it's all about the learning, and you may go and watch cat videos or something that triggers more of that dopamine because kitty cats are cute and fluffy and furry, and we want to watch them. And as we say to ourselves, oh, how cute, we get a release of dopamine very, very easily. So we get stuck on these cat videos, or we get stuck on these funny videos, or these silly videos, or these prank videos, or these bikini videos, or whatever it is that you may be watching. We get stuck on these videos that detract us, distract us, and keep us awake. So you say you want to go to bed at a certain time, but you binge watch something on your phone, on your TV, Netflix, or whatever. This is what happens when we watch any of these videos, whether it's pornography, whether it's a cat video or anything in between, is happening when we're watching these comedy videos or whatever, is we get a little release of dopamine. The screen that we're on gets a little release of dopamine. That's why we are on TikTok scrolling through video after video after video after video. We don't even know what we're going to get. And that actually is one of the reasons, one of the things that contributes to a higher spike of dopamine, like gambling. Gambling gives us that dopamine. And a dopamine detox would be us finding a way to avoid that easy to get dopamine. We've already mentioned a few of them: gambling, pornography, cat videos, funny videos, TikTok, people's stories. That is an easy to get dopamine. And a thing that we can do is we can do less of this. When we have this dopamine that comes to us easily, like on our phones or on a TV, when we get this dopamine easily, what we end up doing is we feel more sad about normal things. We feel more depressed about normal things. We feel more or less fulfilled about human interaction. We feel less enjoyment with our spouse or a partner. When we are getting this dopamine from these outside simple, easy places like on our phones or on our TVs, we end up not enjoying the real world as much. This is a huge reason why you keep hearing that kids, teenagers in our day and age, right now, we have a very high suicide rate. We get this high suicide rate because we feel numb to the real world because the dopamine that we get is too easy for us to get on our phones. So this biohack today is a suggestion, a challenge for you to see if you can spend less time with some of the things that we've talked about that are easy to get dopamine releases, and spend more time doing some of the other things that can release dopamine, but it's harder to get. So for example, we go outside in the sun, we go for a walk or a run, we go lift weights, or we make love to our partner, or we do something like an ice bath, like we've talked about in another episode. We try to get that dopamine in a more challenging, difficult way, in a more real way than on our screens, on our phones, gambling, or whatever we're doing. If we can focus on trying to get healthy dopamine that we work for versus easy dopamine that we don't work for, we will be happier, we'll be healthier, we'll be more likely to accomplish more in our business, we'll be more likely to accomplish more on our podcast, and we could make more money, we could be happier, we could be healthier, we could be better partners, etc. So the challenge to you is to spend less time on the phone. Just find a way to spend less time in front of your TV or your phone screen. Try also to make sure that you don't have your phone screens late at night. Because if you've got your phone screen, like for example, in your bed or next to your bed, when you're about to go to sleep, that dopamine that triggers your brain is going to wake you up. Not only will the dopamine itself, where you're like, I want more, let's see what's next. Oh, that wasn't fun. I want to see something that's good. And you keep scrolling through. Instead of doing that, you'll be able to relax your brain, relax your mind to go to sleep. It also, generally, the blue light from your screens also keeps you awake. It's more than just simply the dopamine, but it's also that blue light that wakes you up and decreases the amount of melatonin that you have. So it's going to be hard for your sleep. So as you're working in a new year, or maybe you're hearing this in the summer, at any time is fine. It's always evergreen episode. It doesn't matter when you listen to this. I'm just recording it toward the beginning of 2024. As you're hearing this, as you're focusing on this, as you're thinking about this, find ways of avoiding these simple ways of getting dopamine on your phone and on your screen, and trying to do things that are harder, and plus allowing you to be able to sleep better and be a better human. So hopefully that does help you, and I will see you on the next episode.
Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make them money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help, because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.